I just like to say thank you to Paul for asking me to read tonight. I'm going to start with my drunken poem to settle my nerves. In Deckwells on Georgia Street, I traded my body for a bucket of paint because I had no money and paint doesn't want for things or get hungry. They were out of red, so I opted for crimson and rolled out of the shop, avoiding collision with pedestrian and pigeon. I hadn't a notion in my head, because I hadn't a head, and the notions I had were not notions, but crimson, liquid, red. Well, I rolled to the offy, and the lad at the counter must have felt sorry for a solitary bucket bumping despondently against a crate of Carpaccio and not a penny on him. So he opened a bottle of the finest gin, picked me up gently, cranked off my lid, and poured the spirit in. Oh, sweet goodness, I burst a crimson grin, left the poor lad's face a sunset of sin and sticky. Drunk as a bucket, I leapt from his grasp like a poisonous frog, legless but no longer aware of it, the rainforest beckoning. As lidless I rolled, my contents spilled out, covering pigeons and pavements and shoes and bins and cars and guards and buildings and bridges with the gloopy, primordial liquid, till town was coated in drunken paint. But nobody noticed, because by then it was 3 on a Saturday night. Today is new, gusty and damp, still I can't help but want rain, rain, rain to wash it all away again, a flash flood of arcing birdsong back into the dark. I'd ride a river of sleep soaked in destruction, feel pleasant and clean, hair flat the skin with eyes closing, there would be cars floating and household objects everywhere and mud. The moment, a blur. Music, sweat, alcohol, hope. Our legs hang in the air after the dance, ghosts. In the glow of night, hawkish blue eyes, a flock of goldfinches trill paradise. Our nerves spark on contact, flighty as the night we are lost in, time that we make happen, unravel. Paul mentioned Pokemon in one of his poems, and this is for all the Pokemon fans out there. In the future, giant Pikachus with infinite IQs and highly developed senses of empathy will let the humans roam free across Silicon Valleys and permit them to gamble with plastic bagfish in the turgid radioactive seas. As they connect their nervous systems to the Earth's electromagnetic field and harness its spectral powers to demystify the why of existence and lose themselves in the sight of the aurora. And the priestess of the Pikachus will cast the ceremonial Pokeball away from herself to capture the abyss, and the universe will be born from the light that bursts forth from within. Pikachu! This next one is a Turlough of Carolan poem. It was an ode to whiskey written in the Irish, and I've done my own version in English. Whiskey, spirit of the heart, you lace my gut. I'm senseless, unconscious, you're the beating I like best. My coat's in tatters, and I've lost my cravat. Never mind that, lift me up again tomorrow. This is called Body Paint. Having no skill with a brush, I open up my voice box and apply these words with soft lips and a sharpened tongue. Nettles to tickle and sting your lower abdomen. A colored dove set cooing in the red nest of your hair. Black slate fingernails, wings torn off a dead gannet, shoulders round mountains lost in mist, an ocean that heaves to the rhythm of your breathing, the jagged chop of waves that crash against exposed ribs in blasts of spray and foam, seashells swirling into points of sonic promiscuity, the blue horizon line, peeled like a sticker from the sky, cut in half and wrapped around black pupils, the pool of your mouth populated with little fish, anemones and shrimp, muscles clinging to your teeth, the pink flush of your cheeks stained purple with the juice of overripe blackberries, brambles drawn down your back, scratches that follow the lines of the muscle, earth and root and rock, displaced cross-sections hidden beneath the surface gristle, within each atom the silvery suggestion of stars too distant to be seen, a coat of death at the end of the night to take you home and take you to bed, split back into the seed and the egg. This language, being no tattoo, will leave no permanent mark. Body paint, transient, as white beams of moonlight, fuchsia scattered in the dark. That night, my gaze fell to... remember this one.
You've done very well, sir.
That night, my gaze fell to the red gauze cloth of your dress as it swayed in the air. I was lost. Light rain falls, a siren sings, slowly detuning in the distance. Cars rush past, drowning out the siren, water in my ears. This one's called AV. Out of the worst of the rain, I pull down my hood to hear better. It's quiet between the trees, but the drone of traffic can still be heard. From high in the canopy, the cry of a heron as it takes flight. The sound disturbed branches make. Its wings seem to move too slowly. The trees reach up to a blank grey sky, their trunks dark with moisture. The river is decorated with rings that expand and fade into stillness as more rings burst into being. Further downstream, flashes of white dance in swift chaos across my vision. For brief moments, I can see before thinking, each moment a collision. A drake emerges from under the bridge and paddles quietly forwards. A V of ripples forms at his breast and tails out in rhythm. Bad musicians murder silence by playing too much without listening. Running uphill with the ball at my feet, dodging tackles completely free. Burnsy and Hughes against the rest, ridiculous scores like 17-10 and everyone's counting. Same game next break. Time stretched across sunny days. Jumpers for goalposts, replays in our heads. Did you see that goal? Wide as a gate. In a real match, that would have been a straight red. Joyous celebrations, bitter recriminations, everything depended on it. Kevin Sheeran's a telltale... Well, this is my favourite line ever and I fucked it up. Kevin Sheeran's a telltale and a goal hanger and he thinks he's the best. On rainy days, slide tackles in the mud, uniforms destroyed, getting told off. Running commentaries. Autumn leaves whipped across our slanted pitch like corner kicks, shots fired into the field beyond. I never even thought about missing it. Yeah. Oak tree, lit by the sun, October fire into which a blue tip darts. She picks blackberries. placing them in a plastic bag. It's not at all romantic. People look sideways at her. Cars drive by. This is called The Voyage. We were playing outside with my sister's helium balloon when one of us accidentally let go of the string. Up and up and up it went, getting smaller and smaller and smaller, a tiny pink dot, a speck, until it disappeared. She cried and cried and cried. Now it drifts across the Atlantic against the prevailing winds. It finds its way to NYC, where waterfalls cascade down the glass sides of skyscrapers. It floats above these rushing waters. A tiny fly lands on its shiny pink surface. A wagtail flits expertly across to peck at the fly and pop. The deflated rubber drops into the river, is swept downstream through rapids, their white roar rebounding, forceful as a fist full of stars, the static newborn scream tearing up concrete on impact. If you find that burst balloon washed up on the sidewalk, don't feel you have to send it back. I don't think it's still missed. This poem is called Molly Jane. It's from my sister. Sister, it's amusing when, at play in a magpie's nest, you invent scents with sellotape and a pair of scissors held the molly way round. Sister, always crafting, artist, ballerina, explosive Jane, rocking horse, wrapping paper, washing machine, you make no sense. Sister, everything is all right, and nothing bad that happens is real. A clear night in October. Grandma holds my hand as we look up at the stars. She seems a little girl as the years shrink between us, just as they have shrunk her. The stars so old, so far away, dust of the Milky Way which cannot be grasped. This is where we've come from, this is where we'll return. Boundless heaven. This next one's an opinion piece. I'm very opinionated. My opinion. My opinion is a rusty signpost leaning into a hedge with ivy growing up it, surrounded by ferns. My opinion is cold toast without butter or margarine or soya spread or jam or anything. My opinion is a graveyard for ideas, decomposing over thousands of years into idea soil that feeds idea worms that in turn feed idea birds that shit explosives indiscriminately. My opinion is an airport full of starlings. My opinion is compassion for all beings. My opinion is an onion, the taste, the tears. My opinion screams like a feuding cat and howls like a fox in the night. My opinion is the banshee, a rabbit, a hat, a kite. My opinion is very serious. My opinion is death and life. If you think my opinion cannot really be any or all of these things, then we have a difference of opinion. My opinion is either not your opinion, or it is your opinion, or it's neither. My opinion is a field pink with ragged robin drifting off and up to meet the sky. Oh, shit. My opinion is two sides in a Twitter feud. A third party throwing petrol on the fire, and fourth party casual observer. My opinion is war and the suffering it causes. My opinion sings in the shower. My opinion is for and against and chair and audience with its diversity of opinions. My opinion seeks to no platform itself. The reason my opinion disagrees with my opinion is because I'm a hypocrite who's always right. My opinion is a tinkling stream until it isn't. my opinion takes up old opinions and sees them in a new light that's always been there, if there is a there that isn't here. And was that this? And how can they be old opinions or light or anything? My opinion is pollution, divine in its destruction. My opinion is the wild dog rose that lines the winding road up the mountain. My opinion is distressing and comes with a list of trigger warnings long enough to rid the world of all problems, because it's the source of all problems and you'll never find it. My opinion is a piece of grass held flat in the gap between two thumbs and blown upon. I don't have a piece of grass, but you know the noise that it makes. Kind of a... I'm in a death rap group called the Managers of Unease. And has anyone heard of the band The Melty Brains?
No.
Oh, we have one yo. Melty Brains are a band from Dublin that I went to college with, and me and my friends set up a death rap group because we felt that they were doing too well and that we should ride on the back of their success by writing songs all aimed at their destruction. This goes out to Micheál Quinn, the drummer. Micheál, please don't look so surprised. Take that smile off your face. This isn't gonna be nice. I've been sharpening my knives, tending to my beehives. I'm gonna cover you in honey, carve my initials on your tummy. But never fear, Mr. Quinn, I won't leave you there to cry. I'll wash away those tears by pouring gin into your eyes. Darkness descends, it's time to die. I'm gonna beat you with a drumstick till your river runs dry. Wrap you in a body bag, throw you in the Liffey. Send a letter to your mother with condolences and kisses. R.I.P. Micheál Quinn, asleep with the fishes. I worked as a kitchen porter, and I didn't like it. So I have a few little kitchen porter poems. Thinking a poem, I mash the potatoes and involve myself in the thinking. Later, the chef tells me that my mash is beautiful. Pots, oh joy, to scrub and rub with a sponge all day. I feel like pissing in you and sauntering out of this kitchen back into a potless sorrow. And moving on. The past burned down. Now is all we've got. Now was the past burning. Now it is not. And the future can fuck off. Right, I'm gonna look through these scattered papers that have fallen. They've fallen in the wrong order. I think I have to think it out again. I thought to the end of it once, but then I realized the end was endless when I thought beyond the thinking that I'd done. Fireworks that go off inside the brain. Laces that slip open in the rain. To think is to skip in the playground of the head. We skip and skip and skip until we're dead. Thought is a kind of glue that sticks your eyes closed if you can't keep them open enough. Thinking is a kind of blinking that stops your eyes from drying up and allows them to keep winking. I thought, I thought, I thought, I thought, I thought. But where did I start? And where was I? And where am I thinking to? If you think hard enough, the moon will wink at you like a friendly grown-up at a child. A robin attacks his reflection in the glass of my bedroom window every morning. Is that me? If I was a blackbird, I'd sing how much I love you in a million different ways and never speak a word. But I'm not a blackbird. I'll give you clouds which sail across northwesterly, vessels without surface on an airy sea. I'll give you rows of windmills, helpless, lanky, clean rivulets that trickle down into mountain streams. I'll give you heather also, plant it in your skull, stiff and dry and purple, so that the bees will love you. I'll give you bones which clash continuous and rhythmically, horses, goats, donkeys, sheep, hip-hop factory. I'll give you rusty hinges, thumbtacks, inner tubes, molar, turf and sandstone, radiators, rushes. I'll hurl wind at your ears, I'll throw locks over you, skein and bow, keen asul, arrow, mila, alan. Okay, this is called Buoyancy. It contains a lot of my granny's wisdom. Buoyancy. Swim out past the breakers and lie on your back. Let your body float. It's impossible to sink. Allow yourself to drop into the infinite, the troughs between the waves. Isn't it funny to think that your daddy was once a little babby who cried, burped, and dribbled, and couldn't even crawl? Isn't it a tickle to think your mammy was so little that her fingers were the size of your baby toes, that she couldn't even sit up and had to wear a nappy? Maybe you have two mammies, maybe you have two daddies, or one of them, or three of them, or neither. Or a granny, or a granddad, or an auntie, or an uncle, or a cousin, or a nanny, or a minder. No matter who you have, isn't it absurd to imagine all the grown-ups being little boys and girls? Isn't it wild to think your teacher was once a child who sat listening to their teacher who was also once a child who also had a teacher who was once a child who had a teacher, etc.? Isn't it a cackle to think you were an apple squished inside the twinkle of an eye? This was before you were born, of course, before you knew what it means to be an apple. Or a horse. Maybe you really were an apple. Maybe you were a fish. Maybe you were Brussels sprouts, half a carrot or an onion. Maybe you were a moldy crust or a bin to put the rubbish in. Maybe you were mud stuck to the sole of a shoe. Maybe you were a puddle to run and jump and splash through. Maybe you were snot slipping free of someone's nose. A someone who's been dead since before you had a nose, and who could now be anything, anything goes. You are earth, you are clouds, you are grass, you are stars, you are definitely an alien from Mars. You're a heron, a duck, a pig, a curtain, you're definitely a curtain, of that much I'm certain. You probably used to be Wee and Pooh, or was it that Wee and Pooh used to be you? Both of them can make children very, very sick if they don't wash their hands after going to the toilet. What are you really, a child or a goose? Are you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Or are you a number even higher than 12? Are you 7,004,006,021½? Or are you the water you swallowed by accident in the bath? Did you know that we're made mostly of water? What a laugh. Can you remember exactly what happened this time last year? Last month? Last week? Exactly now. What did you think before you could speak? Be anything you like, there's nothing else to be. Be the top of a mountain, be the roots of a tree. If you accidentally grow up, don't forget to be free. This is my last one. Thank you for listening. This is called As Quiet As. As quiet as the moon. As quiet as the blue sky. As quiet as light, red and green. As quiet as the concrete beneath my feet when I'm standing still and no cars go by. As quiet as an engine not running. As quiet as a sleeping bird. As quiet as a phone on silent with vibrate disabled. As quiet as 477 recently extinct species. As quiet as a thought. As quiet as wind with nothing to blow through and no ears to hear it. As quiet as a zipped up MP3 file. As quiet as a smile. As quiet as a mute cat. As quiet as a guitar not strummed or picked because it has no strings and the sound hole's full of cotton wool and it's at the bottom of a well that's run dry and been filled in with tightly packed dirt and feathers. As quiet as moss. As quiet as dust. As quiet as a slitter not pucked. As quiet as ash that isn't swung and doesn't clash. As quiet as a bullet that's landed. As quiet as the dead. As quiet as this planet will be. As quiet as whatever came before all this. As quiet as that.